The scripture reading for this second Sunday of Advent comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Hear the words of the Lord. The proclamation of John the Baptist. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare my way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" So John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Thank you. And amen. You know, I've been in church my entire life, and every church that I have been part has always celebrated Advent. There are some churches that don't, but I've always been in one. And I often was not confused, but maybe perplexed, that Mark is part of the Advent reading. And if you are a little as well, well, woohoo, I'm in good company. I'm glad to hear that. And yet, there is an Advent message in these words. This is what I learned. We begin at the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the very first verse of this passage. What did you notice? There are some teachers out there that may notice. There's no verb. Did you see that? This is not a sentence, it's a title. It's a title for the whole Gospel of Mark, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Not a verb in it. I kind of like that. I kind of like that the Gospel of Mark starts out telling you exactly what we're going to get in the coming verses and in the coming chapters. So, I enjoy seeing this and thinking, how does this play into Advent? Well, first of all, we know that this is a gospel. Gospel, the word gospel means good news. So if it's a gospel of Jesus Christ, it's the good news of Jesus Christ. Mark Allen Powell, who is a professor at Trinity Lutheran Seminary, said, "Mark probably thought he was writing a biography, but when he chose to call his work The Good News of Jesus Christ, he gave a name to a new genre of literature." Because that title, The Good News, means gospel. That's what that word means. It's a gospel. And so the author of Mark probably didn't set out to make something new. He was just working, or they were working, as those kinds of things happened often in collaboration. They were working to just make a biography of Jesus. But he titled it The Good News. Mark is the first of the gospels that was written. There we go. And that's where that comes from. I like that because the gospel, the good news, is the very heart of who God is. The very heart. And it's what God calls us to be in this world. Now, We need to remember, too, that there are a couple of texts in the Old Testament that also proclaim the good news of God. One is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, and one is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. It's reminding us that God has always been around and has always been available for the people of God. Sometimes we just have to open our ears and hear and see. Well, this is a new time and a new place because it seems like the people of God have trouble kind of keeping things straight and remembering who we are and why we're here and why it's important. And so every so often, we have to be reminded. And at this new time and at this new place, God knew that exactly what we needed was to see God with hands and feet. Here we go. God has entered the human history, the human story, in a very unprecedented way at the birth of the baby Jesus. And now, as we are just weeks away from remembering that birth, we need to be reminded that God has always been here. God chooses all throughout the Old Testament readings. God chooses a number of different people to send the message. And in the Gospel of Mark, God has chosen John. John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, and John comes before Jesus. Remember, we're told that John comes to prepare the way, to get all of us ready, but he was dressed like Elijah. Did you see that in here? He was dressed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And he ate locusts and wild honey. Okay, the wild honey part I get. Locusts, not so much. Has anybody had a locust before? No? See, I don't think it... Have you truly, Ray? And please tell me it does not taste like chicken. What does it... That's perfect. Would you eat them again? There you go. He's not. You're a wise man. You are so wise. I have never eaten a locust, and I'm assuming the wild honey probably makes them go down a little bit better, but John was dressed like Elijah and eating this really weird food that I'm sure the people of that time were not feeding their families. And yet, he came from a space, and he came from a time where faith is cultivated and faith is strengthened. And he wanted to show the people, I am coming first, and I am preparing the way. I'm preparing the way of the Lord. Oh, what would that be like if each one of us took a little bit of that responsibility, that every place we went and every place we presented ourselves, that we were reminded that we are preparing the way of the Lord. Because while we live in an incredibly wonderful world and an incredibly wonderful nation, we know that fewer and fewer people understand who Jesus is and understand the relationship that we might have with Jesus. And so, John is here to remind us this Sunday. John's focus is Jesus. In fact, if he could have had a billboard, it would have said, "Don't look at me, just wait, it's coming, it's coming." It isn't me. John understood that it's Jesus who is ushering in the kingdom of God in a new way, and we needed to hear it. And so that is what Advent is all about. Advent means that we are called to announce, or we're called to make known. We are called to help people understand. We started last week thinking of the hope of Christ. And in this week, it's the peace of Christ. How is it that we do that in our own lives, in our families, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, everywhere we go? How is it that we can take that message that John has given us and deliver it to the people? Because now we are called to make the announcement and to help people know God's Son. It's that same message that was heard in Isaiah chapter 40 that I have marked so clearly. Here is what Isaiah said, as Isaiah helped people understand God. Comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I don't know that there is a more beautiful verse for me in the scripture than Isaiah 40. It begins with comfort, that we're to comfort people, not rile them up, not stir them up, not try to needle them, but we're to comfort the people and to speak tenderly to them, not scream and shout. And verse 5. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for all people shall see it together. I love those words. I love those words, and I believe that so did John. That's what John was doing. He was coming out to say, prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. Advent reminds us the continuation of God's new good news from Isaiah is still present with us. It's the time for us to declare that God is here, God is victorious, and God reigns forever and ever. Now, here is the twist. The good news is not just in Jerusalem. It's not just in the wilderness. It's not just in churches in Advent. The good news comes from a place of struggle, from a place where we think, I cannot go on. I can't keep living this way. I can't keep feeling the way I feel. And John comes and reminds us, prepare the way of the Lord. As I was doing research this week, one commentator said, those words, prepare the way of the Lord, is the equivalent of saying, ready or not, here I come. God is saying to all of us, here I come, this time in the form of a baby, this time in the form of the Son of God. This time in the form of our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. And the truly good news is that no matter where we are, no matter what we do, no matter what we think, God will always find us. God will always find us. There is no place on earth that God will not go to us. And when God comes, the voice of God says, peace. Peace. Amen. And amen.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.